Title: Roughneck Ableton Live 12 Subsigns Session with Crunchy Sampler Texture for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. This is an intermediate Ableton Live 12 session focused on a proper roughneck, jungle and old school DNB bass approach. Clean subsign for the sound system weight, and a crunchy sampler style texture layer on top for that reggae-era grit. The big promise of this lesson is simple: you're going to get the attitude without sacrificing the low end. Clean and heavy underneath, nasty and animated in the mids, and the two never step on each other. Let's set the goal clearly. By the end, you'll have a bass group with three parts: a SUB track that's basically boring on purpose, a texture track that's doing all the dirty work, and then a bass boss that glues it together and keeps you safe. Then we'll map it into an 8 to 16 bar idea so it feels like a tune, not just sound design. First, session setup so everything hits right. Set your tempo between 165 and 170 BPM. I like 168 for that jungle swagger where the breaks feel like they're skating forward, but the bass still has room to breathe. If you're using breakbeats, keep warping tight. Use beats warp mode on the break, preserve transience, and don't let Lev smear the hits. Jungle relies on the micro timing of the break. If you flatten that, the groove disappears. Now make three groups: one for drums, one for bass, and one for ragga FX or VOX. Even if you don't have vocals yet, make the lane now. It changes how you arrange, because you start leaving pockets. Quick metering tip: drop spectrum on the master. We're going to keep an eye on that 45 to 60 Hz region. That's where your fundamental is usually living if you're writing in keys like F or G. The point isn't to mix with your eyes, but in jungle, the sub can get out of control fast, so we want a reference. Now let's build the clean subsign foundation. Create a MIDI track called SUB and load operator. Oscillator A is already assigned by default. Perfect. Set voices to 1, so it behaves like a mono bass. Keep glide off for now. We can add movement later, but in this method, the sub stays stable and the texture gets wild. Now shape the amp envelope. Attack at about 0 to 5 milliseconds. You're trying to avoid that tiny click on Noton. If you go too slow, the bass loses punch. Decay around 300 milliseconds is a good starting point. For sustain, decide whether you want short notes or held pressure. If you want classic stabby jungle subs, pull sustain way down, even to minus infinity, and let decay do the work. If you want more held notes, keep sustain around minus 6 to minus 12 dB, so it doesn't feel like a flat organ tone. Release around 80 to 140 milliseconds so the note doesn't just hard stop. Teacher note here: the release time is part of the groove. Too short and it feels like a typewriter. Too long and notes smear into each other, especially at 168. After operator, add EQ 8. High pass at 25 to 30 Hz, 24 dB per octave. This is not optional if you're serious about translation. That ultra-low rumble eats headroom and doesn't help on most systems. If your sign ever feels boxy, you can do a tiny cut around 200 to 300 Hz, but on a pure sign you often won't need it. Then add utility. Make the sub mono, set width to 0%, or use bass mono if you prefer. Gain stage it so you're not slamming the channel. A good target is peaking around minus 12 to minus 8 dB on the SUB track, before the bus. You want headroom, because we're going to add layers and saturation later. Now write a classic rolling jungle MIDI pattern. Choose a key like F or G. Here's a simple one bar feel: it on beat 1, then the end of 2, then beat 3. So it's syncopated, not constant eighth notes. Keep most notes short, like an eighth or even a 16th. And then occasionally, hold one note a bit longer to create pressure. That contrast is what makes it roll. Extra coach note: lock your sub to an anchor note per phrase. Even if you get fancy, land the root or the fifth on the strongest downbeat every one or two bars. That's the difference between a bassline that feels like it's driving the track, and a bassline that feels like it's wandering. Also, keep a sub-safe range rule. If you're in F, try to live around F1 to F2 most of the time. The exact octave labels can differ depending on live settings, but the concept is, don't keep dipping lower just because you can. If you want motion, do it in the texture layer. Okay, the sub is clean. Now we create the crunchy sampler texture layer, and this is where the roughneck character lives. We're going to do a hybrid method: create a source, resample it into audio to get that committed vibe, then chop it in simpler like it's hardware. First, make a source to resample. Fast option: duplicate your SUB MIDI track and rename it source. This source will be your abuse track. On source, add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive it around 6 to 12 dB and turn on soft clip. Then add auto filter. Use an MS2 or OSR type filter. Set the cutoff somewhere between 200 and 600 Hz to start, and while the pattern plays, move the cutoff and resonance a bit, not random sweeping think syllables, like the bass is talking. Second option, if you want more harmonic content before distortion, use waveitable or operator with a touch of harmonic, like a slightly brighter wave, low pass, then saturate. Either way is fine. Now commit it. Create a new audio track called Texture Resample. Set its input to audio from source. Set monitoring to in. Arm it, and record 4 to 8 bars while you tweak the filter. This is a really important mindset shift. Your printing performance. That's why this technique feels old school. The movement becomes part of the sample, not a forever tweakable plug-in chain. Now drag that recorded audio into a MIDI track with Simpler on it. Name this MIDI track Texture. In Simpler, switch to slice mode. Slice by transient. Adjust sensitivity until you get something like 8 to 30 slices. Playback should be trigger so each MIDI note triggers a slice like a classic chopper. Now record a new MIDI clip that triggers slices rhythmically. Keep it intentional. Use a few 16th stabs, and then throw in a triplet burst once in a while. Jungle loves that little rat-a-tat moment, but if you do it constantly, it stops being special. Now we process the texture so it's crunchy, but it doesn't ruin the sub. First device, EQ 8 before anything else. High pass the texture at 120 to 180 Hz with a 24 dB slope. This is the golden rule. The texture is not allowed to compete with the real sub. Next, redux. This is your sampler grit. Start with downsample around 2 to 6. Bit reduction around 12 bits. And if you want nastier, walk it down toward 10 or 8. Keep listening for fizz. If it turns into a constant hiss that fights your cymbals and vocals, you've gone too far. Then saturator again, but lighter. Drive around 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Then auto filter for movement. MS2 is great here. Automate cutoff between about 250 Hz and 3 kHz depending on how forward you want it. Resonance around 0.8 to 1.4. Add a bit of envelope amount, like 10 to 25%, so the filter pops a little with each slice and feels more percussive. Then utility. Make the texture wide. Width around 120 to 160% is totally fair, because we already removed lows. This is how you get size without messing up mono compatibility. Key concept check in. SUB is mono, clean, and low only. Texture is gritty, animated, and mostly mids. If you remember just that, you'll keep your mix solid. Now we glue it on a bass bus. Group sub and texture into bass bus. On the bus, add EQ 8 first. If it's muddy, do a tiny dip around 250 to 400 Hz, like 1 or 2 dB. If it's harsh, you can dip 2 to 4 kHz gently, but honestly, try to fix harshness on the texture track first so you're not dulling the whole group. Next, glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is not for smashing, it's for making the layers feel like one instrument. Then a final saturator for density. Soft sine or analog clip works. Drive 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on. The bus saturator can add harmonics, which is nice, but remember, saturation can also generate low harmonics. So we keep it subtle and we keep checking. Now let's get the jungle bounce with sidechain. On the bass bus, add a regular compressor, not glue, just for the sidechain. Turn on sidechain and choose your kick track, or your drum bus if your kick is isolated enough. Set ratio 4 to 1, attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, and release 80 to 140 milliseconds. Adjust threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. Coach note, sidechain feel is more than a number. Tune the release so the bass returns just after the kick transient, but before the snare body. If the bass comes back too late, the groove feels late. If it comes back too early, the kick never feels like it punches through. If your snare is huge, you might try sidechaining from a kick-only send for more consistent ducking. Make a return track called a C kick. Send only the kick into it post-fader. Add utility and boost gain if needed. Then use a C kick as your sidechain input. That way, even if you rebalance drums, the ducking stays consistent. Now, quick phase and translation checks with stock tools. Put utility on the master and map width so you can force mono quickly by setting width to 0. Flip it while the loop plays. If your low end collapses drastically, your texture is leaking lows, or your bus saturation is creating low content that isn't mono safe, add spectrum on the SUB and on the bass bus. On sub, you want one dominant fundamental. On the bass bus, you want harmonics above it, not a whole new sub peak somewhere else. That's how you know your layers are behaving. Now let's talk arrangement. Because jungle isn't just a loop, it's tension and release. Here is a practical 16-bar plan. Bars 1 to 4, breakbeat, hats, small effects. Sub plays a simpler pattern with fewer notes. Texture is muted or filtered thin. You can even high-pass the texture harder, like up around 500 Hz, so it's just a ghost of grit. Bars 5 to 8, introduce texture and call and response with the sub. Add a rabba shot on bar 8, like a hey or a horn stab. But leave space. Raga vibes are about pockets. Bars 9 to 16. Full drop. Sub and texture together. Every 4 bars, do a variation. Remove one bass hit, add a quick slice fill with a triplet burst, or automate the texture filter for a talking moment. Classic jungle trick. At bar 16, do a dropout. Mute bass for half a bar, or mute just the texture for one beat and let delays carry. Then slam back in. It's simple, but it gets the crowd every time because the break suddenly feels huge. Now some common mistakes to avoid.